It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the cinemas and on DVD. Get ready for...
Wait for it!
Film Sociology with WFYI's film guru.
Kaiser Soze!
No, that's Matthew Soze.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever. Yeah.
Let's find out how thin the line is. Here's your host, Matthew Soze.
I hate him. He's cuckoo for copal cuffs.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film talk show here on WFYI HD to the Point and WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. Also on Facebook, also on Twitter at Matthew Soce. The show is available as a podcast. It's also available on iTunes. And we have a blog which you can read at
filmsociology.tumblr.com.
The voice you just heard is a man who's almost as busy as I, because we are deep
yes,
into pledge drive season. That's Kobe Slagle.
Hello.
When he's not hosting the cool down.
Los cool down.
Saturdays at 7 here on WFYI HD2. So it is pledge time. So, Kobe, you want to do your incentive
lie? I don't
lie,
know, man.
You know?
I...
1-800-233-0020 or go to WFYI.org, and Kobe's got a special deal for you if you are into fiction.
If you're into fiction?
Yeah, because you always say if you pledge online and then you put in the subject matter that you're cooler than me, you're going to take them to Yats.
It's not fiction.
It's so fiction. Anyway, so there's
Come
your incentive.
On,
there's your incentive. All right, we have guests, as
yes.
Elizabeth Taylor once said. Rejoining us for his annual festival of festivities, that's right, and running helps the running game, says John Madden, but Brian Pierce of the Wet Your Pants Film Festival.
Hey, how you doing?
Good to have you here. And making his in-studio film sociology debut. I was talking off air. My first interview with him was on Skype. Adjust the mic. It was on Skype, and then we had him in studio next door for the pledge drive for a film festival that he is now going to be showing here as well. And now I have him in studio, actor and fellow Cardinal Doug Jones.
That's a Ball State reference for those who don't know.
The Ball State University.
Not a St. Louis reference, but y'all.
No, because we don't want to talk about the past.
No.
If you're a Cardinal. Harry Mike McGuire and Joe Shearer. How are you,
Doug? It's good to be here, Matt Soce. I love being here.
Well, we love you being here.
And I love you. He's
and
precious.
I love you.
Isn't he precious?
I know. I'm a Gabby Sabidi film.
What's that now?
No, I'm not that big.
No.
So, and my mom's not Monique. That's far. Oh, as Manti Te'o would say, far from it. Far from it. Yes, she did win an Oscar.
She won an Oscar for that.
She did win an Oscar for that.
Go Monique.
Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about the Wet Your Pants Film Festival in a little bit and why Doug is here. Well, you know, his door's always open. You know that.
Thank you. That's precious.
But
it's always open to you, but I have to have a festival to come to.
Yeah.
Oh.
And don't you forget that,
mister. Okay, we got some films that have opened in Indianapolis.
Oh,
I know. So
it's Friday. I mean, today?
Today. They opened on Friday.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Opening in theaters today, starring and directed by Robert Redford, The Company You Keep, which, according to except for Shia LaBeouf, is a very cool cast list of AARP people, like Chris Cooper, Susan Sarandon, Nick Nolte, Richard Jenkins, Sam Elliott. Very, very solid crew.
Yeah, yeah.
We have Mud, which is not about Primus or the singer from Chicago, but it's with Matthew McConaughey and Reese Witherspoon. and Big Wedding, which is a French farce made in Hollywood. Guess what, folks? It's a remake of a French comedy. Never been done in the States. And it has Robert De Niro, Diane Keaton, Susan Sarandon, Amanda Siegfried, and Katherine Heigl, who in about 6 months will change her mind and say she had a horrible experience working on the film.
I saw this. I saw trailers for this, and I was thinking, oh, is this in the same line of New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day?
Oh, where half the Screen Actors Guild show? Yeah. Well, Doug wasn't in it, so
big
it doesn't count.
Wedding.
So
it didn't count, that's right.
Big Wedding?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, it's a lot of people that we normally like, and they get...
except not this time.
Except not in this configuration, this comment. If I would like to do another movie with this cast, just not this film, apparently. But...
Aww. It's dumb.
Have you seen all the above movies, Matthew Sosa?
No, I have not. So I'm going to save that for just letting you know what is...
What's out there.
Yeah. Although you could read the D-minus review in the Onion AV Club.
Oh.
But we will talk about a film I did see, because that's what we do here.
Uh-oh.
It is the latest, and I'm glad that the comedy festival
is... Resident Trailer Analyst.
Opening in theaters today... is the latest film from Michael Bay. It's called Pain and Gain. Now, it's based on a true story, but then again, every other film is based on a true story. So this means...
Or based on a story, if you have seen The House That Drips Blood on Alex.
Oh, we'll get to that later. We'll get to that a little later. But you know, so this is based on a true story. 42 is based on a true story. We know that 42 is actually based on something.
Yeah.
This one, we don't know. We'll just have to take the film's word for it.
Yeah.
This is with Mark Wahlberg, Anthony Mackie, and Dwayne Johnson. And they play, and it's set in Miami in the early to mid-90s. Because the early 90s was a different era than the after early 90s, Kobe.
Totally
different era.
Completely different.
But it's about three muscle-bound lunkheads. Yes, actual muscle-bound, and yes, actual lunkheads, who decide to pull off a kidnapping of a very obnoxious wealthy man played by Tony Shalhoub. Great casting on his part. But, of course, with most crime dramas, with most crime heists and kidnappings, things don't go according to plan. So things go...
Do hijinks ensue?
And shenanigans.
No.
And tomfoolery?
Tomfoolery, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And merriment? No, no merriment. No merriment in this one.
No, that's because muscle-bound guys don't involve in merriment.
They don't?
No, they're too cool
for
that.
It's for the weak.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
so,
for wussies.
That's right. Only it rhymes. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, not going to do that. So anyway... Yes, and things go horribly, horribly wrong. So you have an R-rated film from Michael Bay, so it's going to be a little bloody. But I will, and of course, he's taking a break from the Transformer films because that's
which are also based on a true story, right?
Well, yeah,
well, those are based on
according
a story.
According to Hasbro.
Wait a minute,
yes.
Taking a break as if he's going to come back because we've already had three.
Well, it seems like that's all he does now. So because he also did The Island and Pearl Harbor and. Armageddon. Oh, by the way, he apparently apologized for Armageddon, saying that the...
Apologized?
Yeah, apparently he said it was out of his hands as far as the editing. Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
I heard
you.
That, too, and it wasn't the editing that was the problem.
No. or the Aerosmith power ballad, or Bruce Willis dying. I don't know. I'm sorry, it's a 15-year-old film. Deal with it. So I was intrigued when I heard that this film only had a $25 million budget because he's used to, you know, really blowing up stuff on an expensive level.
Four times that, yeah. At least.
Yeah. So now I will say this about the first 90 minutes of Pain and Gain. I was with it. I actually was with it. Then again, I thought the first Transformers was Michael Bay's best film in quite a while, but that really doesn't say a whole lot. So, you know, when your best action film is The Rock. So, but what this film actually does accomplish for the most part is it does capture that kind of roided up, coked up 90s Miami mentality. It's almost like Michael Bay was directing Boogie Nights with the environment and the energy. And of course it helps. It has Mark Wahlberg. And no, we don't see him as Dirk. Thank you. That was terrible. So So you see these three muscle-bound guys, and yes, they all you know worked out very hard on this film, you know, try to pull off this kidnapping and get the ransom.
They worked out very hard, or they worked on this film very hard.
They will tell you the latter, and definitely the former. So, okay. But Wahlberg, of course, is the brains behind it because he's the shortest, and then you have Dwayne Johnson, and then you have Anthony Mackie as the black guy, and Dwayne Johnson as the big guy.
Yeah.
And Johnson has probably the most interesting character because he was released from prison. He is born again. He is sober. He is clean. And he gets involved with a crime.
Yeah.
And kind of like the second half of Boogie Nights, bad life choices start to come into play. So I was with this film for the first hour and a half. The
what
problem
happened?
Is...
What happened, Matthew Sosie?
It was 2 hours long. That's what happened.
Okay.
And you can... And I would say if you saw the second half of Boogie Nights and that coke-fueled energy and downtrodden behavior that they had...
I got depressed.
You got it just got tiresome. Hmm. It got really, really tiresome. And I don't want to give away too much about the film because it just opened and I don't want to be that guy, even though I just gave away the ending of Armageddon.
You said 15 years.
Yeah, 15-year-old film. Yeah. Come on. If you haven't figured out... By the way, it's a sled. And... But... Another job has to be pulled. So you have two last jobs to pull. Like the Spanish Inquisition, you have three last chances. So, and it just got tiresome, and it wore me out. So it was kind of a disappointment because I was actually saying nice things about a Michael Bay. And apparently you're not supposed to say nice things about Michael Bay films. Unless
according to
people who don't like
Michael Bay, right? Okay, sure.
I would say Jerry Bruckheimer, but he's no longer. No, Dom Simpson's no longer with us. But that's another. That's another bad joke. So, Kobe, do we have a response to that?
Otter, don't flatter yourself. It wasn't that great.
No, it wasn't, and that's a shame.
I'm just saying, it's snoozable.
Yep, that's disappointing. It's very disappointing.
But it was good for 90 minutes.
It was good for 90 minutes. So I guess you get, what, 3/4 of your money?
Yeah, that's right.
So you can't go back and get a quarter of your money back. You know what? I like this about 75% of the time. Give me 25% back. Oh, that's a frightening concept. That won't happen.
Yeah.
So IU guy.
What?
IU guy.
Yeah.
Did you go to IU?
I did go to IU.
This is also his part of the show. He didn't see it coming.
No, I didn't. I was too.
You weren't Googling old chicks?
No, I was not Googling old or old vintage chicks.
No, because I will bring up a certain actress of our era, my era. You're younger than I am.
No, not either.
I have more gray and wrinkles than you. But
it's a competition now.
But he's worked on.
But
see
he's
how
taller.
That happened?
And you're anyway, I will bring up certain actresses, and I will get a blank wall from Mr. Slagle. So I said, look her up, and then he will let me know. If like, yeah, she's hot. Like is college radio.
In his black and white pictures.
Hot or not hot.
Yeah, because you mentioned the early 90s. I don't think your producer was born then, was he? How old are you, child?
Talk to me, child. I was born in 1987.
Of course he was three in 1990. Is that precious?
Wow. I was in high school.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, were you at Ball State?
1990? Yes. I was 30.
No, you're not.
I sit here as a 52-year-old man today.
I'm 43. There's
and
no
you,
way.
And you look amazing.
And so do you.
Thank you.
Okay, now that we're done.
You know,
yeah,
this is radio. They can't see what we're talking about. They can't see how hot I am right now.
There's a line that Harvey Keitel said in Pulp Fiction, but we're not going to say it. Okay.
Tune in to Compliment Fest Fridays at 5 on HD2.
All right, what's happening at IU Cinema?
Well, if you don't have any plans this weekend, and it is okay if you don't, thank you, Matt, head on down to Bloomington to IU Cinema tonight at 6:30. Jean-Michel Kibushi.
Gesundheit.
Yes. Shorts program. And then at 9:30, Reality from 2013, comedy drama, foreign language. Tomorrow, Saturday, at 3 o'clock, The Last Picture Show from 1971.
Oh, yeah. Directed by former film sociology guest, Peter Bogdanovich.
He's been on the show.
Phone interview.
Oh,
phone interview.
Great.
And I got to thank him for the diving board scene with Cybill Shepherd.
Cybill Shepherd,
and
exactly.
He laughed and thought that was great.
Aww.
You always save that for the last one. You don't want to start with that one.
That was a great movie. I really love
it. It is
film.
A great film about The Lost of Innocence in small town Texas. Oscars for Ben Johnson and Cloris Leachman. You have young Jeff Bridges, young Timothy Bottoms, young Cloris Leachman, fairly young Eileen Brennan, and fairly young Ellen Burstyn.
Yeah, it was a huge guy. And Sybil Shepherd as a teenager, right?
Yes, and under the clutches of one Peter Bogdanovich.
There's stories, I'll bet.
But I dare not ask those. And I might show it. I might add it to your queue, Kobe. However, it's a film from the 70s.
Different time.
Different. That's his, that's his way of saying the film is slow.
Oh.
Slow paced. Anyway, so what
or
else?
Or a pot boiler. Tomorrow at 7, we have a replay of Reality. Sunday, 3 o'clock, More Than Fry Bread from 2011, a documentary. And at 6:30, 2013's drama People. And
who
Monday.
Need people?
What?
I'm sorry. Go on.
I have no idea.
It's all right.
Monday. IU Cinema, 7 o'clock, The President's Choice, Don't Look Back from 1967.
The Bob Dylan documentary. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
We got a cool president. Or, I'm sorry, you have a cool president.
We have a cool president. The royal we, man.
Yeah, we love sports fans that refer to we as if they suited up and ran.
We won, man.
Yeah, that's right. We played some pretty good defense a couple nights ago against Atlanta.
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
Yeah.
We still haven't fired our GM yet. All right, let's is that it for IU Cinema?
That's IU Cinema. The IMA.
Oh, yes.
Tonight, 7 p.m. at the Toby. Ghosts with Bleep Jobs.
Really?
Yep. That is the title of the film.
All right, I'm not even going to ask what the bleep is, even if you do a censored version of
that. I can't even think what a bleep would fit in there.
Wow, I think that just kind of summed it up best, didn't it?
Or bleepy makes sense. Bleepy Jobs.
Do you have can you pull up the Landmark Cinema? Because
indeed,
this week, ladies and gentlemen, here at Film Sociology, we are pro midnight movies.
Mm-hmm.
I know we take a firm stand on the lost art that is midnight movies. And generally, Landmark will do it in the summer and in the fall.
Mm.
It's at the bottom. We're at the bottom. I can see the page from here, but I can't quite reach it. But they just announced their midnight movie series.
Yes.
And Kobe, would you please share with the Film Sociology crowd what they could see Fridays
and
Saturday nights
Come
at midnight?
Come on, Kobe.
Here we go. Beginning the weekend of May 31st, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
You're there for
June
that.
7th and 8th, Willow, starring Val Kilmer and Warwick Davis. June 14th, The Room, of course.
which means that week we will air my chat with Tommy Wiseau once again. And thank you for mentioning Warwick. You're a good man for bringing him
on. I know. June 21st and 22nd, Pulp Fiction. June 28th and 29th, Spice World.
No.
July 5th and 6th, Miami Connection. July 12th and 13th, VHS 2.
You won't be
the
seeing
indie
that.
Theatrical premiere. No, you're right.
There was a part 2?
There is now,
I
apparently.
This is the indie theatrical premiere.
Sure it is. Of course it is.
July 19th and 20th, Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Khan.
I saw that in theaters when it first came out, and you weren't even here yet, Cobe.
Nope.
But yeah, that's worth checking out.
And July 26th and 27th, wrapping up with The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Which won Best Costume Design. And I remember in 1994... watching the Oscars, and that was the category. If that didn't win, party was over. And it justifiably won. And it just reminded us of how awesome Terrence Stamp is.
Terrence Stamp rocked that one. Yeah.
Between that and The Limey, that was a great, almost back-to-back films.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a short break and clean house. No, we're not. And we'll talk with Brian Pierce and Doug Jones. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film talk show here on WFYI HD2 The Point and WFYI.org.
We'll be right back. Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Well, have you heard anything about either one of them?
I find it's best to stay out of other people's affairs.
You know who I can do without? I can do without the people in the video store.
Which ones?
All of them.
What would you get for a 6-year-old boy who chronically wets his bed?
So do you have any new movies in?
Do you have that one with that guy who was in that movie that was out last year?
They never rent quality flicks. They always pick the most intellectually devoid movie on the racks.
Ooh, Navy SEALs!
It's like in order to join, they have to have an IQ less than their shoe size.
Just go open the video store.
Yeah, open the video store!
Blockbuster Video! Wow, what a difference!
Welcome back to Film Sociology, the home of Wesley Willis music, here at WFYI HD To The Point and WFYI.org. If you have a question or comment, you can email me at msoci@WFYI.org. Also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soci. Hanging out with Brian Pierce of the Wet Your Pants Film Festival and Doug Jones, actor extraordinaire.
Hey.
No way.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm sitting right here.
It's the little things that make us giddy.
So,
and we'll open the video store in a little bit. But first, fourth year for the festival?
Fourth year. Yeah.
You've been here every time. So.
All but one. I think the first time we came was 2010.
Okay. All right. So
first year we literally put it together in 7 weeks. So media whatsoever.
That's okay. So now you have media. So, So for those who don't know, tell us first off, because you have a film festival title that really catches the ear.
Yes. It's the Wet Your Pants Comedy Film Festival. We started in 2009 in memory of my brother Steve, who was a kidney patient. He passed away, and we put the first festival together in about 7 weeks. Showed 15 films that year. It was kind of hectic and crazy. But this is our fourth year now. All of our proceeds go to the National Kidney Foundation of Indiana. So every single dime in his memory to the foundation, which is a nice little touch.
Very nice touch. And so how many films are lined up, and when do things start?
We have 30 films this year.
Woo!
Starts tomorrow, Saturday, April 27th at 11 a.m. at the Movie Buff Theater on the northwest side of town, 86 Michigan.
Ah, very good.
So, and of those 30 films, two of them feature Doug
Well,
Jones.
We'll get to Doug in a little bit. What are some of the non-Doug highlights? Because we'll talk about the Doug highlights.
The first block of films at 11 o'clock is all locally produced. Every single one of them is from Indiana. We have a film from Carmel High School that the drama teacher there was the director, and the kids did all the crew positions, all the acting, and all that sort of stuff.
It was also shorter than Pain and Gain.
Yes, much shorter than Pain and Gain. But then we do have a feature in each block. We have 7 blocks of films. The 2:30 block, the feature in that has a film called Get a Job. It's from Hawaii. Very, very good film. Features Eric Gilliam, who was in Hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also one of two members of Barefoot Natives, a Hawaiian music group. And they actually just won the equivalent of the Hawaiian Grammy for the soundtrack for that
Excellent,
film.
Because the Grammys hate world music. Yes. So.
But very, very good film about a guy who is who's kind of like a slacker is the best word to put for it. His bike gets wrecked and he needs $100, and this other guy who finds jobs for people decides to help him out, you know, and he doesn't really work in any job whatsoever. So
Kobe, do you think hilarity will ensue?
I bet.
Yes,
very much so. I'd bet on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chicanery? Mayhem?
Yes.
Definite mayhem.
Definitely mayhem. Chicanery.
Okay.
I could see that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff will definitely happen.
Yeah. Well, it will be the stuff.
Good.
And then in our 4 o'clock block, we have a film that features Edward Furlong, Gary Busey, Margot Kidder, and Lee Majors.
They should have been in the wedding movie.
Yes.
To make it more.
And Gary Busey's the priest. But anyway.
Yeah, man, he's an interesting cat. But it's one of the darkest films we've ever received. It's
a
dark comedy. And some of our screening committee was like, yeah, it's really good.
But it's
really dark. Are you sure you want to take it?
You make that sound like a bad thing.
It's not necessarily bad. I laughed out loud at times, but then other people.
Pants.
I don't know if I wet my pants for that particular one, but within that block, we also have a film from Estonia, a short film from a student there, about a rat, a boy whose father comes home with some radioactive materials, and the boy decides to play scientist and ends up feeding it to his rat, and the rat becomes, you know, kind of crazy and attacks the entire family. So it's a totally dark comedy, makes no dialogue, so you don't have to worry about, you know, subtitles or anything like that.
But, and if you have to worry about subtitles, grow a pair, all right? Yeah, just I agree put on big boy
I
pants.
I totally agree with you there, but some people, you know.
Well, they, well, nobody listening to this show. You just find your relatives and cuff them in the back of the head.
But it's because of the fact that, I mean, it's they focused on sound effects, and so some of the sound effects don't really... aren't natural to the scene, but they it's really, really
that's funny.
That's
funny,
right? Yeah. I read the description of it, and I'm like, I don't know if that's going to be that funny. And then I watched it, and I was on the floor. That one did make me wet my pants.
Wet your pants. Hence the name of the festival. So, hello.
Yes. And then the other really, really good feature that we have is in our 5:30 p.m. block. It's called Vamp You. It's about an impotent vampire.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a college. Yes,
he's a college professor.
Oh, my.
He thinks he's killed the love of his life, and ever since then, his fangs will not grow. So
does he have to bite little blue necks
At that point, he's just, you know, drinking like animal blood or what have you.
Right.
But he becomes a history professor because he's experienced so much history.
Right.
And a student walks in to add his class, and she looks just like the love of his life. And all of a sudden, his fangs start to grow again.
Is Renfield his TA? No?
No.
It was worth a shot. You got it.
Yeah, so I was right there with you.
You've seen Dracula?
Of course I've seen Dracula. Remember? No, because I saw the Anthony Hopkins one where he's chewing
Coppola
up scenery.
Version.
Yes.
Yeah. I just, you know what I did? I got your dander up.
Yeah.
That's hilarity. Okay, sorry.
He ends up biting her and turning her into a vampire, and she proceeds to try to turn all her sorority sisters into vampires and kill all the frat boys.
Okay, I think this sounds like a Skinamax film we're not allowed to talk
about.
No.
It is.
Vampire sorority house,
but it's
12.
Late night. Yeah, television.
Definitely. It's one of the funnier films we've got. And of course, the largest character, physically largest character, takes... steals the scene in every scene.
Oh, so like Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. she was hilarious.
She was fantastic.
Now, she does not fall down and go boom, right? Because that's what fat people do.
No.
Okay. It's funny.
No, actually, that's what Kevin James does. The film opens with this character, and he's kind of talking to the camera, and you see him starting to get ready. And he's saying, like, toy boat. Try to say toy boat multiple times. It is hard.
It is hard.
Yes, it is.
Unique New York.
Unique
it's another
New
one.
York.
Gosh,
oh, yeah.
It's like play warm-ups right here.
Yes.
We have that for a response, don't we?
Yes,
we
do.
Okay, good.
He is... he is definitely the biggest comic relief in the entire film. So.
Okay.
And that's all in the 4 o'clock block.
That one's in the 5:30 block.
In the 5:30 block.
Yes.
See.
So. And we also have, in that block, a film about a little girl who's... seeing her sister, who's in college, trying to...
But she's not with a vampire sorority.
No. And it's called, in this short, it's called Crushed. It's about the older sister is trying to attract her professor in college. And the little sister is overhearing all the things she's planning on doing and is trying them on her elementary school teacher. It's a film from Florida State.
Ooh.
And there's...
Well, there's plenty of that down
in
Florida
it's
State.
It's really, really, really good, too.
If it would be an imaginary girl if it was at Notre Dame. Kobe, I think you got selected before. I think you got selected in the draft before Teo did. We should work on the Vampire Sorority House Film Festival.
Man, I...
That's not terrible.
There we go.
All right, so for more information about the festival, where can folks go?
You can go to www.wetyourpantsfilmfest.org.
You must put Film Fest.
Yes,
you must. Otherwise, you'll get in trouble at work. don't, you know, I'm telling you.
We'll get to a Depends ad.
And then tonight, we are actually having a kickoff party starting at 6 o'clock and running till 10.
Yes.
At the Beer Brewery on 65th Street between Allisonville and Benford. We're going to be showing two films that won the last two Best of Festival Awards.
Now, the Beer Brewery is spelled B-I-E-R, so that's a German thing as opposed to a...
Oh, they don't spell American, is that it?
I don't like that.
Yeah, you don't like that?
I don't like that.
Okay.
Yeah. They make really...
Y'all love it, so...
Y'all? Oh, no, we'll drink the beer. We just want...
Yeah.
We just want it spilled right.
They're nice folks. They're nice folks there. Now, you be nice.
We will. We just can't spell xenophobe. Anyway,
we'll go and antagonize.
That's right. Well, and I'm going to be there, too. So yes. Come on out.
You've got to see Doug
if
now.
If you're listening live right now, come to the Beer Brewery between 6 and 10 tonight, yes. Friday, the 26th of April, 1947.
And if you're listening Sunday, you're too late. Sorry.
We're going back in time and winding up in Mackinac Island with Jane Seymour.
It's my favorite movie.
That's your favorite? Somewhere in Time is your favorite movie?
How did you bring
movie?
That up? Yes. Because
you accidentally mentioned 19 instead of 2013 when the
date.
I did.
That's so weird that I would go 19-something.
Because you know why? Because you and I were alive in the 19s, some producer engineer.
I was alive in the 19s.
You don't remember,
but just barely, precious.
You know
barely.
What? If you don't remember the 80s, if you remember the 80s, you weren't there. Whatever.
If I was banished to a deserted island with one movie, I would take Somewhere in Time.
I would take Vampire Sorority House.
And of course you would. Of course you would, because it would. Be
no,
dumb...
it wouldn't do. Right. Wow, really?
Two birds, one stone.
So you, because that was 1980.
Yeah.
And it was
Jane Seymour, Christopher Reeve.
It was like, I think, Reeve's first film after Superman.
After Superman, right.
So it was because of the success of that he got to make that film.
And it was ridiculously romantic, but also had a little sci-fi time travel in it.
Little
Come
bit.
On now.
Kobe, I think we're going to have to add that to your
list. Yes, to your
you
watch
know,
list.
You know,
what's that? Somewhere in time.
Somewhere in Time.
Were you paying attention? You're playing with your electronics there.
No, he's over there pushing buttons.
Oh, man. I'm Kobe. I was born with a 2 in a year. Sorry. No, I think Fair Sweet Bianca would like to see if she liked
Bianca. That's a girlfriend. I
that's
believe.
His.
That's
fiance.
The fiance.
Oh, the fiance. Mm-hmm. She was up until last year the official Twilight correspondent.
That's right.
Oh.
But of course that office is closed. Mm-hmm. We had to shut that down.
You sure you did.
We shut down the Twilight Bureau.
you know,
cost cutting.
Vampu makes fun of Twilight.
Oh, the Bianca won't like it.
No,
because we're haters.
Well, no, I don't know.
She might. Has she grown to another piece of tripe literature that
you drink your haterade?
I do drink my
hater. Being a hater.
Yeah, that's
haterade.
So anyway, I think you might have to show her Somewhere in Time because it's not because Mr. Slagle.
Well, we still have Troll 2 to get through.
You do have Troll 2 to get
okay,
through.
No, this will be a treat for her then. Somewhere in
yeah,
Time.
This is one you're gonna have to take for the team.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you see, I'm sorry, I'm airing Kobe's laundry. Kobe is Kobe is not a huge fan of the, how should I put it?
This will be good. I'm excited for this.
No, the Edwardian era period piece.
Oh, for sure.
Chick flicks, right.
To put it lightly.
And proper for broadcast.
Right, so you're not big on Downton Abbey, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Honestly,
but
no.
there was
Can't
a great moment. This is
I love it.
Because my wife and I went through this right after we got married. But they have learned, even before getting married, that they don't need to watch every single thing together.
No, you don't have to.
Because she still doesn't get the whole Pam Grier thing. Although she needs to watch some more Pam Grier. You put in some time in the Edwardian era.
Right.
And you finally said, I don't need to really watch Downton Abbey.
No.
And but we love Downton Abbey.
Yeah,
and all this other Jane Eyre and
Shakespeare, right? And as Ingrid put it, Anna Karenina.
Oh, yes. Oh. God,
so anything English or Russian or directed by Merchant Ivory Productions.
Yeah, Mrs. Laurie loves all that stuff, so I've become a fan by default.
Yes. So anyway, Somewhere in Time, it was kind of the Notebook for our generation.
It was, yes.
Women especially were crazy for this film.
Crazy.
So,
mm-hmm.
There you go.
And I'm crazy for it. I actually love that movie. So anyway, but we weren't talking. We didn't come here.
But
to talk
didn't come
about
here to talk about Somewhere in Time.
No.
We came here. Well, who knows what's brought up here? But you, Doug
yes.
Jones, have two Doug Jones films
at
the festival.
At the Wet Your Pants Comedy Film Festival. Now, yes, I do.
Are they being shown together? So it's a Dougie double feature.
It'll be a Dougie block of films. It's the last block of films.
Y'all
on
love
the
it. So
Y'all
yes.
love it. Y'all going to love it.
Wow, that'd be some good filming there, Mr. Soce.
Stop. It's not the Morning Zoo crew.
I feel like we're during drive time. Like, hey.
Well, we are drive time. People are just getting out of
That's right. Well, so they want to laugh. Of course they want to laugh.
So tell us about the films that you're in.
One is a short film called Sudden Death. That'll be opening the block, I'm assuming.
Is this a remake of the Jean-Claude Van Damme takes or fights the...
Zero.
No, it's not Die
not
Hard
at
Hockey
all.
Arena.
No.
Good.
It is a musical. The tagline is, finally, a musical where everyone dies. dies. An epidemic has broken out in Los Angeles. People are getting sick and dying spontaneously. And the first sign of trouble is that you break into song and dance. That's your symptoms. So that's when you know you only have a couple days to live. Yes. So the premise is ridiculous, and it's one of the funniest things I've ever been in my life. So that opens the block, and then then my feature film, My Name Is Jerry.
Now this is a great thing because if you haven't seen Doug, you have probably heard Doug, or you've probably seen his physical skills.
Yes, for those who
that
don't
sounds
know.
Like Boogie Nights. I'm sorry.
Right, it sounds like yes. For those who don't know.
I didn't mean it like that.
You've seen me from the neck down, if you know what I mean.
But you
that's terrible.
You've probably seen Doug in one way, shape, or form. That's what I meant to
that's
say.
That's what you meant
that's,
to say.
That's it.
Normally
so.
With like a lot of prosthetic makeups over me.
Or eyeballs on your hands.
Your
English, right. And you hang out with Ron Perlman.
And again, for those who don't know that, he's referring to Pan's Labyrinth. I played the Faun and the Pale Man in that. Hellboy 1 and 2, I played the Blue Fish guy, Abe Sapien. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, I played the Silver Surfer.
And you sound just like Lawrence Fishburne.
Why, thank you. Don't start. And then also Hocus Pocus for you, Bette Midler.
He was Bette Midler.
I was.
Actually, he was. You're tall. You were the. I think you were the vacuum cleaner that she.
No,
Kathy
no,
DeGibby
no.
Wrote.
That she rode. Now that's you're getting naughty again.
You're a thin man. Sir.
I am.
If you were any more thin man, you'd have Myrna Loy with you.
Waka waka. I played Billy Butcherson in Hocus Pocus. I was the dead zombie guy who was revived and flopped about and lost my head a couple times. And so that's my usual MO is wearing lots of rubber makeups. And so My Name Is Jerry was a departure for me. It was me. It was me, like without rubber face. Rubber on my face. So I got to play the title character of Jerry, a middle-aged white guy going through midlife crisis, which are two things that I am and have done.
You're not at midlife.
I know. You got years old, Brad.
He talks to me like a dog. It's great.
I talk to everybody like a dog. You hear me talking to Kobe? You're a good boy. So
I do that to him, too. I give him a biscuit every time the Pacers win.
I know. So, but My Name Is Jerry was filmed right here in Indiana. Ball State University was acted as the studio on this. They financed the film. And a former student, Morgan Mead, wrote and directed the film, and I starred in it, and I'm also from Ball State. So we had like this Ball State reunion in Muncie.
Love Fest,
and we filmed it there and used current students to staff up the production crew under studio heads, department heads that were from Hollywood. So it was a professional film meets educational experience. It was really a great thing to work on, a wonderful chapter of life for me. And the film is out there now. It's on DVD, Netflix, playing on TV in England this week, the whole thing. So it's...
You came here instead.
But I came here because I wanted to play. I wanted to watch it at the Wet Your Pants Comedy Film Festival because I wanted to laugh until my pants needed changing. That's the whole point, right?
It is the whole point.
Changing your pants? Yes. That's what we hope.
Yes. No, but My Name Is Jerry. I wouldn't say it's a laugh till you wet your pants movie. It's more of a, I would put it in the charming category. It's
internal.
It's a rewrite. Great. Right. It's got its laughs, but it's got its quirks, and it's got its charm and its heartfelt moments. This Jerry character is coming to terms with middle age and what all that means. How do you reinvent yourself for the second half of life? And this is a real life question. And he ends up befriending quite a lot of 20 somethings in the movie who are discovering that other time of life when you're trying to invent yourself for like more for the first time. And so they're learning something from each other, these kids.
And it's
and
not
these adults.
In a creepy Lost in Translation kind of
really
way.
Is. No, it's handled very innocently and lovely, beautiful work. I'm it's my favorite human character I've ever played. And I need to distinguish the human part. Yeah.
Who's your favorite non-human?
Favorite creature character would be Abe Sapien from the Hellboy movies. He charms me, and I love him, and I've gotten to know him very well over those two movies.
So I guess with one of the films, I guess I shouldn't ask if you sing in it or not, because that's kind of a plot point.
We didn't sing in Sudden Death.
Yes, in Sudden Death.
Remember the tagline. Finally, musical where everyone dies. So yes, I do.
Now, granted, I know trailers that destroy the endings of films, and of course, right. We destroyed Armageddon here in 2013.
Right.
So yeah, okay,
so,
all right.
So Sudden Death, you'll see everyone singing. I basically have one little line of music in one number, but it's all about the tomfoolery and the laughing and the hijinks and the shenanigans and the
chicanery
and the chicanery. Right.
The musical numbers are just. They're fantastic. They really
it's
are.
It's a huge production for a short film. Yeah.
Excellent. So Now, do you have a website, Doug? Do you sell your own wares and
do you know
things?
What? Yeah, you can go. Yeah, well, if you go to thedougjonesexperience.com, no. That's a long address. It's a long address. Thedougjonesexperience.com.
He's got Mitch Mitchell and Billy Cut. No, I'm sorry.
You'll see on there. There's a Dougie store there. There's a
Dougie Fresh there.
There's buttons there for Twitter, Facebook as well, and I think LinkedIn, maybe even MySpace, maybe.
Kobe's on it right now.
Are you on it right now, Kobe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
you were the Silver Surfer.
I wasn't lying about that. Yes, I was also Daredevil, Superman, and Batman. No, I'm kidding.
Tell Jennifer to call me. you did one of the Batman films. You were in...
Batman Returns.
You were in Batman Returns.
I played one of Danny DeVito's sidekicks. I was the thin clown in the Red Triangle Circus Gang, yes.
See?
You're
impressed now with this guest, right?
Kobe wasn't giving me the time of day a minute ago, and now I'm cool.
Silver Surfer.
He's in movies I've heard of and seen.
Right.
Oh, no.
That aren't frock dramas. So, yeah. Yes.
Or vampire sororities. Okay.
It's also an art film.
All right. Now, I occasionally do this with guests. Where I printed out your IMDb page.
Oh, child.
All 7 pages of it.
Well, it goes...
You're a busy man.
I've been working for 27 years. I've had time to rack it up.
And nice rack.
Thank you for noticing.
So, I want to go through...
The titles that nobody wants to hear about? That I will embarrass the crap out of me?
Actually, I was going to do something else, but now that you brought
Matthew Soucy.
Okay, all right. Here's what I was originally going to do.
Okay, come on.
Anyway, there are ones that are listed as in production. All the red marks.
Right. Post-production. Half of those are bogus and haven't happened.
Exactly.
May
so this
not.
Is what we're going to do. I first, you're in good company. Okay. I first did this with Neil Gaiman.
Oh, Neil Gaiman, I love. We're friends.
Yeah.
He and I.
Really?
Yes.
You can tell him he was here.
Emma
interviewed Neil Gaiman.
Oh.
So, all right, here we go. We're going to see if these are true or not.
Okay.
According to Doug Jones.
All right.
Cool guy. And it's funny. This one doesn't even have it a year. It has 4 question marks instead.
I'll tell you, they've all been talked about with me at some point. So there's a truth to the idea of every red mark on my IMDb page. But has it happened? Go.
So this means, of course, Kobe, that later tonight, Zombie Sorority House will be on his page as an associate producer.
Right. Okay.
Love in the Time of Monsters.
Love in the Time of Monsters. Just went to the screening of it last week, and it is hilarious. It's going to start the film festival circuit within a month.
Okay, and you're Dr. Lincoln.
And I played Dr. Lincoln. It is a zombie breakout happening at a family camp in Northern California in the Redwoods, and I play the camp doctor who has to figure out, of course, as a family doctor would do, figure out why the zombies are outbreaking.
And your wife is Sally Field, and your son is Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Wonka, wonka, wonka. No.
You're taller than Daniel Day-Lewis. Come on now.
And better looking. Okay.
Love your left foot.
Okay. Oh, see how he did that?
Yeah, yes, I see. Okay, nice. There's, speaking of zombies, a TV series called Zombie Family.
Zombie Family. It would be a web TV series, and that did indeed happen. It's aired on the Webernet already, and I played a door-to-door salesman in that got killed by a zombie.
Literally.
A zombie mom, yeah. So that's kind of...
Zombie mom? Zombie
it's a zombie house. Family living in it. Yeah, exactly.
This thing never happens to me. Those who laugh know what that means. See? See there?
What?
See there? You're brilliant.
What?
Puppy Kobe. He didn't know.
Okay.
He doesn't know.
No, he doesn't know.
It's okay.
Yeah, he doesn't understand the women that used to have staples in their bellies. There we go. Moving on. Okay. This is in post-production. Dust of War.
Dust of War is truly in post-production.
Jebediah Strum.
I played Jebediah Strum in that movie. It's a post-apocalyptic story about with a little science fiction thrown in. There's some good people on the run from bad people, and the good people end up in our camp. Tony Todd and I are the kind of...
Really?
Tony Todd, a great guy. Love him.
Also tall dude.
The Candyman, yes.
Yes.
He and I sort of head up a group of traveling minstrels, and we're show people that are...
Not those minstrels.
No. These are ones who actually entertain.
Okay.
And we're traveling about the plains of South Dakota trying to bring merriment to a horrible time when it's desolate and water is scarce, the whole thing. So the Dust of War is actually a really well-crafted film. The script was fantastic. The production was a great thing to work on. I can't wait to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
I was
coming soon.
Of all of the titles in it, have you seen everything?
I've seen not. No.
Of all seven pages.
I'm going to say I've seen everything.
Do you mind watching yourself, or at least?
Well,
especially if it's non-human. Or,
I don't love it. But yeah.
But you'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it. But I want to see everything I'm in so that I know whether or not I should be talking about it or not. You know what I'm saying?
Ah.
Like the Newly Deads. I'm glad I watched it so I wouldn't be able to talk about it. And here I just brought it up.
Well,
of course.
I'll just cross that off the list.
Yeah, right.
The thing I wanted to do there. Yeah. Okay. Innocent Blood.
Innocent
now this is not a remake of the John Landis film of a vampire lady from the same title.
Oh, again,
college.
Zero connection.
Yeah. Okay.
This would be Innocent Blood is a cop drama. I play there's a former cop who's like sort of on the run, but and we're the good cops who are trying to help him, but we have to shake him down. But
so you're Tommy Lee Jones.
I look like Commissioner Gordon on purpose. They gave me a pair of thick glasses and a mustache.
Pat
and
Engel,
an overcoat.
Your pet.
Yeah, I don't know. I look more well kind of like Gary Oldman from the Batman movies.
Okay,
yeah.
Gary Oldman. So.
Yeah, more like that.
And you're Carl Greer, no relation to Pam. Cody.
No. Even though Pam's much hotter than me, she is. I wish I was.
No argument there.
Yeah.
Quote, film sociology, Pam Greer is timeless.
Absolutely timeless.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Okay, so that's happening. All right, in pre-production, Bluegrass Run.
That would be among the, yes, I had a phone conversation. I sent a letter of intent, and that was years ago.
Listed as 2013.
It's not okay, bogus. Not. I mean, the date is bogus. If it ever happens, I would love to do it, but
okay.
Fun script. May never happen.
See, here we are breaking down the internet,
yeah, we're gonna
ladies
break it
and
down.
Gentlemen.
Break it
okay.
Down.
Announced.
Yep.
Hellboy 3.
That nobody's called me. I found out by looking at my IMDb page on that. So that's I would say bogus. Yeah, yeah.
When was the last time you talked with Guillermo?
Recently-ish, but it was about something else. It was about another project, a TV pilot he's planning to do. He's planning to make it's been announced that he's been trying to make he's going to make a pilot for a TV series for the FX channel, I think, for his book, The Strain.
Okay.
That he co-wrote.
The last time I talked to you officially, I thought there was talk that he was going to do a version
Frankenstein.
Still
okay.
That's not on here, so I'm just.
Last summer at Comic-Con, I saw him then in person, and I said, Guillermo, 4 years it has been that we have been talking about Frankenstein. You announced it to the press, to the public. I'm doing Frankenstein. I'm attaching Doug Jones as my monster. It's going to happen. Okay, and it's been in development at Universal. So I asked him last summer, what do I tell people when they keep asking me,
like,
hey, what's been happening about Frankenstein? It's been 4 years. He said, tell them I'm a lazy bleep. Yeah. So
okay, I can't get him to do a show ID.
So, yeah, so he is a lazy bleep, according to, because he hasn't written the script yet. And Universal's been after him to finish that up. He submitted the story idea. They love it. It's planning to happen, but
okay.
No full script yet. He's terrified of turning in, I think, right now, because it's a lifelong passion project for him. He wants it to be perfect. So he's not going to turn in a half job on that.
And
one.
It's hard to find a Dr. Frankenstein that has as great a feathered hair as Kenneth Branagh.
Right. So. Exactly.
And you're taller than De Niro. I know that. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Okay.
A good combo.
In production.
Yep.
Skinny Dip.
That one is bogus. Now, and that one almost.
But it says in production.
No,
in red letters.
That's a big fat lie. It's been in. It's no. Listen, that one was in pre-production, then production, then post-production, then it was back in pre-production. What is it now?
It says in production, and you're Rick slash gas station attendant.
I'm a gas station attendant on
no?
nothing. A big fat piece of nothing is why I'm a big gas station.
Thank you for saying nothing.
No, because I'll tell. They were going to be filming that in Colombia, in Bogota, Colombia, and dates on the calendar, and the date's coming closer, and I've grown half a beard out.
You,
I let you, my hair go for
you've
it.
You learned Colombian,
right? And I've told other jobs, nope, can't do it. I'm going to Colombia to film this movie, and then quietly they just never called. They just never called, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing it's in post production.
This
lies.
Business.
Skinny Dip isn't happening. Okay. Now, whoever's involved, I love you madly. Love you. I'm sure you're great filmmakers, but you lied to me. Okay.
Whew.
I got that out of my system. Right. That's the meanest I've ever been in my life.
Wow. Okay. Three more titles. Monster School.
Okay, been talked about.
You don't need to blow up bridges like Bridge on the River Kwai.
No,
I assure you, I'm trying not to get that out of you.
Monster School, I think it's gonna do.
You're a headmaster.
I'm the headmaster. It's a sort of like think Hogwarts, like Harry Potter, think X-Men maybe. We're an academy that that trains kids to hone their monster within and to do that. I will be playing Doug Jones from the movies, who was actually the headmaster of this school and actually is a monster myself under my skin. There's the premise. So there's people from the genre that will be playing all the teachers and all that as themselves. But we're really not monsters, really.
No, we know that.
That still has potential to happen. I think it's still gestating that one.
Okay. Unhallowed.
No idea what that even is.
It says you're Lazarus.
I'm Lazarus. Okay,
so you've risen.
Yeah, right. No, I'm a homeless guy named Lazarus.
It's in production, they say.
No,
well,
it's
then
not.
Again,
no,
look what,
it
look
is
what
not.
Happened last
it
time
is
I brought
not in production. It
is... But it's on the internet.
No, it's been talked about, and wouldn't that be? And it's a wouldn't that be nice? But it's not.
It's a Beach Boys tune.
That's been on my IMDb page. That's been on there for a year, and it is not in production.
Okay, and finally, because this has been very healthy and stimulating.
Oh gosh, I'm getting.
I love
getting me worked up.
Treating my guests. You know what? You're in a lather.
Yeah, I know.
He's in a pot boiler.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, finally, an evening with my comatose mother.
Okay.
And it says mother, and then you're playing mother, and it's rumored.
Right. Okay. Well, let's settle the rumor. If this gets made, yes, I'll be playing the 90-year-old mother in a movie called An Evening with My Comatose Mother. Heavy makeup involved, and it's a ridiculous comedy. A hilarious script. I saw the short film version of this at a film festival, laughed my tiny tush clean off. Hilarious.
And then your pants fell off because you have no shoes. Right.
Then I wet them and they slid off. So I met the filmmaker after I saw the short and said, "Who are you? I have to know who you are. I want to be in whatever you make." So he said he wanted to make a feature version of the short, and I said, "Well, let's do it then."
That's his negotiating skills, right?
So that was that. And
he also does the Tom Waits songbook on occasion.
Right. It's another one that's waiting for its financing. Wherever that comes from, we don't know.
Okay, like ripping a Band-Aid off. We're done with breaking down Doug Jones' IMDb.
Thank you. Yeah, I have good stuff. I'm a series regular on Falling Skies, starting June 9th on TNT. That's a good thing that actually is happening.
It actually happened.
Yes!
It's
I filmed the whole season. It's ready to go.
Well, funny, on here it says in production. No, kidding.
No. Don't you have a web series called Research?
And a web series called Research with Barry Bostwick, also done by the same production company that made the short film Sudden Death, which you will be showing at Wet Your Pants Comedy Film Festival tomorrow, April 27th at the 8:15 block at the Movie Buff Theater, Northwest Indianapolis, 86th and Michigan Road. Oh, you have any more information? Do you want to sit back? Sit back. I'll take it from here.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no, we got time.
Film Jonesology. It's all right.
No, I'm just going over some details in case anybody wants to know where to find us tomorrow.
Absolutely.
8:15 at the Wet Your Pants Film Festival.
Wow.
What?
What?
No, what?
That's
good.
What? So speaking of Wet Your Pants comedy.
Yes.
Kobe.
What?
I don't think we have the time for the intro, but the Phoenix Rising.
And now it's time for What is Kobe Watching?
What is Kobe Watching?
Now, we, of course, are pro the room here at Film Sociology.
Oh, who isn't?
Some management in this building, but they haven't shut us down yet.
Okay.
I think I played my Tommy Wiseau interview, four times last year? Because it's just that damn good. And he's one of the funniest interviews I ever had. Anyway, so now he has Troll 2, which he'll get to eventually.
Yep.
But Kobe got to experience Birdemic.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
And then got followed on Twitter by Birdemic 2, which you can watch online somewhere.
So, yeah.
I haven't watched Birdemic 2 yet, but it looks
like
from the pictures they have up,
Birdemic-er.
It looks like still Birdemic. It looks like they have the same people involved, which is cool.
No.
Yeah.
They got everybody back.
I think.
It's like Fierce Creatures.
Mm-hmm. But, yes, Birdemic.
Half Inconvenient Truth, half the birds with computer-generated birds.
Yeah.
And Tommy Wiseau-esque acting.
Yeah.
You need to see that with the crowd, I think.
Yeah, I kind of wish Landmark would be showing this instead of The Room, because The Room, I mean, we've been doing this for what, 3 years now?
Yeah.
Going to The Room.
And seeing The Room.
Yeah, and seeing The Room. Not a room,
the room.
The
Room, yeah.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, you can express yourself. but, yeah, Birdemic, oh man.
You're stunned.
Where to even start? Every shot is 2-3 seconds way too long. Every shot is out of focus. Bad acting, bad delivery, bad writing.
Is this a takeoff on The Birds?
Well, there are birds that attack, but it's because the environment's going to hell in a handbag.
It's all because of global warming.
About global warming.
So it's half an inconvenient truth, half the birds. And the guy thought he was making
and mostly a commercial for the local Ford dealership in Texas or wherever this was filmed, that the logo is on the truck that is in the parade.
Aww.
Very obviously funded by this Ford dealership. Pretty much a promo for the 2007 Ford Mustang.
And I think Riff Trax did a treatment of Bird
I think
Demick.
You're right.
So with former film sociology guest Kevin Murphy. Wow, it's going to be hard to... So I can't wait for you to try out Troll 2.
Try it out?
Yeah.
So now, you don't this one on for size. Yeah, that's
you
right.
Don't necessarily need to see the first Troll film because they're not related, but it's pretty messed up in its own way.
So Birdemic is trying to be serious? Is that right?
I think he was trying to make a serious film. Yeah. And then, of course, I think...
Those,
like,
that's the best funny movie
like
ever.
Like Tommy Wiseau kind of embraced the midnight madness of it. So,
okay, good, good. So they're meant to be funny.
Good for him on that. Okay, we have one quick Dead People We Like because we don't have time for Dead People We Don't Like.
Yep.
If you're a fan of MASH or the film Greaser's Palace, Alan Arbus... So on MASH, he was a psychiatrist that would occasionally pop in and do the show. He was Dr. Sidney Friedman on MASH.
Right.
But he was in Putney Swope. He was in Cisco Pike, W.C. Fields and Me. I forgot he was in a Damien Omen 2, The Electric Horseman, Americathon. But Kobe knows him as a bad guy in the Pam Grier masterpiece Coffee. He's the...
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. He's the mustachioed one that makes Pam Grier...
Mustachioed? Is that the official... how you officially...
Look at him!
Well, yes, but is that a real thing? Mustachioed?
Yes, or stashed for you youngsters over there. You hipsters.
A little tidbit for Kobe. Kobe, do you know that Pam Grier was also supposed to be in Skinny Dip, the movie that isn't being made?
I should make that film with Pam Grier in it.
No, she is supposed to be in it, yeah.
See?
Yeah. She's also slated...
Tell her to call us.
Okay,
we follow her on Twitter. But anyway, he was the guy that made Pam Grier crawl like a dog in Coffee. And, of course, if you do that to Pam Grier about halfway through the movie, near the end, it's going to come back to hurt you.
You're
going to get it. You're not going to get it. You're going to get it. So, all right, guys, plug the website. Plug the festival. Plug your stuff.
Well, Wet Your Pants Comedy Film Festival, www.wetyourpantsfilmfest.org. It's at the Movie Buff Theater tomorrow. From 11 a.m. to 8:15 p.m.
That's Saturday, April 27th. And tickets are really cheap.
Yes.
You know, you can see one block of films for $8, $20 for the entire day. That's a really good deal.
Yes.
And Doug, your rock band?
My rock band is just Dougie, the Dougie D, J.
Doug Jones Experience.
TheDougJonesExperience.com.
All right, words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Guys, thanks for putting up with us.
It's fun.
And for you listeners, same, right back at you. Go see a good movie or a good movie, a fun film festival. You deserve it. You're listening to Film Sociology on WFYI HD2 The Point and WFYI.org.
We gone. Good night, Fort Myers.